material nature. Text 23 and 24. On the board we have 23. Mahatatvadvikurvana Bhagavad Virya Sambhava Kriya Shakti Ahamkara Sascha, Tamasascha, Yato Bhava, Manasas Chendriyanam Cha, Bhuta Nam Mahatam Api. So please repeat. Mahatatvat. From the Mahatatva. Vikurvanat.
Undergoing a change.
Bhagat Virya Sambhavat. Evolved from the Lord's own energy. Kriya Shakti. Endowed with active power. Ahankara. The material ego.
Trividaha.
Of the three kinds.
Samapadyata.
Sprang up. Vaikarikaha. Material ego.
In transformed goodness.
Taijasaha.
Material ego in passion. Cha.
And Tamasaha. Material ego in ignorance.
Cha.
Also.
Yataha.
From which?
Bhava.
The origin. Manasaha.
Of the mind.
Cha. And Indriyanam, of the senses for perception, and action. Cha and Bhutanam Mahatam, of the five gross elements. Api, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Please repeat. The material ego springs up.
The material ego springs up
from the Mahatattva.
From the Mahatattva.
Which evolved from the Lord's own energy.
Which evolved from Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed
predominantly with active power of three kinds. Good. Passionate and ignorant. It is from these three types of material ego
that
the mind, the senses of perception, the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve. Purport. In the beginning, from clear consciousness or the pure state of Krishna consciousness, the first contamination sprang up. This is called false ego, or identification of the body as the self. The living entity exists in the natural state of Krishna consciousness, but he has marginal independence, and this allows him to forget Krishna. Originally, pure Krishna consciousness exists, but because of misuse of marginal independence, there is a chance of forgetting Krishna. This is exhibited in actual life. There are many instances in which someone acting in Krishna consciousness suddenly changes. In the Upanishads, it is stated, therefore, that the path of spiritual realization is just like the sharp edge of a razor. The example is very appropriate. One shaves his cheeks with a sharp razor very nicely, but as soon as his attention is diverted from the activity, he immediately cuts his cheek because he mishandles the razor. Not only must one come to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness, but one must also be very careful. Any inattentiveness or carelessness may cause fall down. This fall down is due to false ego. From the status of pure consciousness, the false ego is born because of misuse of independence. We cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. Factually, there is always the chance that this will happen, and therefore one has to be very careful. False ego is the basic principle for all material activities which are executed in the modes of material nature. As soon as one deviates from pure Krishna consciousness, he increases his entanglement in material reaction. The entanglement of materialism is the material mind, and from this material mind, the senses and the material organs become manifest. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvare Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 26, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. Translation. The material ego springs up from the Mahatattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed predominantly with active power of three kinds: good, passionate, and ignorant. It is from these three types of material ego that the mind, the senses of perception, the organs of action, and the gross elements evolved. This verse is discussing the progressive development of conditioned life. Prabhupada begins by making the point that from pure consciousness, this material ego has evolved. And in the purport, he addresses this question. Because then the doubt comes, how has material ego sprang up from pure consciousness? This is a question that Srila Prabhupada and many devotees till today get from many people. That if we were in the spiritual world, Prabhu, how did we then fall down into the spiritual world? If the spiritual world was ecstatic or is ecstatic and wonderful, then why would we find ourselves in this material world which is lacking ecstasy in many ways?
Sometimes devotees, you know, they quote Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say that, well, now we are in this material world, which is like a deep, dark world, and you fall into it. Now you should be concerned about how to come out of it, rather than why, how you fell in. Otherwise, the answer Prabhupada is dealing with in the first lines of the purport is that the living being is tatastha shakti, he is marginal energy. So although by constitution we are spiritual, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchit Ananda, also his parts and parcels, the living beings, are Satchit Ananda. Therefore they are made from his internal potency. But it's a special category of internal potency called tatastha shakti, marginal energy. So this marginal position creates a unique position for the living being. Tatastha is said to be something like if you are standing at the door. So by the doorway, you have two choices. Either to step outside or to step inside the building. So similarly, the living being has these two choices only. Either they take shelter of the material, external energy of the Lord, or they take shelter of the spiritual, internal energy of the Lord. And that independence, that potential to choose is always there. And therefore Prabhupada says, even in the spiritual world, that choice is always available to either look towards the material energy or to stay within the protection of the spiritual energy. So in this way, we can safely say that we made the other decision, which wasn't so well informed. The devotees say how the Lord is pleading with the condition, with the jiva, please, you don't go there. Don't go there. And no, Krishna, I just want to check it out. I'll be back. No, you don't have to go there. No, I know what I'm doing. I just want to see it. I mean, I'm not going to stay there for long. I'll be back. But then the difficulty is that the superior energy, when it is faced with inferior energy, we see it also in this material tendency, is there that if I'm in a superior position, then I have to actually control my mind and senses not to exploit someone in a junior position. So the consciousness is like very tiny, it's like a ray. If you project, like sometimes speakers are giving a PowerPoint presentation, they've got this nice pointer, and you know, it's one dot. So if you focus on a particular thing, then easily you become absorbed. So we are projecting our consciousness into the material energy, and we become absorbed with trying to lord it over. And what happens is that then the living being forgets his previous position. And he doesn't understand his current position, what to speak of his future position. So that's how the soul then becomes involved with a false identity, false ego. So this false ego is the first layer of material conditioning, where we think that this material body is who I am. This is my identity. And whatever is related to this body becomes mine. Janasya mohoyam aham mamiti. So from accepting the material body as the self, then the living being thinks that I'm a product of this material nature, which is far from reality. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying that all material activities are based on false ego. Means, as soon as I think I'm this body, whatever actions I will do are based on this misconception that I'm the physical body, not the spiritual. So the Siddhanta is given by Lord Chaitanya that Jivera Sarupa Hoi Krishna Nityas. The living being is always the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God. And so Krishna consciousness basically means to again remove our consciousness from material misconception to being situated as a servant of Krishna who wants to serve the personality of Godhead. And the difficulty is that mature energy is very strong. We find ourselves here, and Maya is very strong. Maya doesn't take a holiday. No. Maya also travels first class with you, wherever you may go. And Maya also doesn't spare anyone. Therefore, Prabhupada in this purport, he talks about how spiritual life is just like the sharp edge of a razor. It sounds very harsh. Isn't spiritual life supposed to be the ecstatic platform? The royal highway to Goloka Vrindavan? Why compare spiritual life to a razor's edge? And Prabhupada qualifies this, that the razor we use, gentlemen, ladies, to shave. So you know it's very sharp. And so if you lose attention while you're doing your shaving, then immediately you cut yourself and blood comes out. So something that is very sharp and very dangerous like a razor must be handled with attention. So the warning here is that spiritual life is very sensitive, very precious, and it should be practiced with care and attention. Otherwise, when there's no attention, it's like we're driving on the freeway. And in the car, there are many passengers. Some they want to tell you about tomorrow, yesterday. At the back, the children want you to see something. So any sensible driver doesn't take his vision too much away from the road to look at the passengers. Because in the freeways, they're moving so fast, these cars, and as soon as anyone hits brakes, just one moment of inattention, boom, accident. So driving is, you have to be attentive. People are also working with high voltage power lines. If you're dealing with such high voltage power lines, live wires, you have to be alive and pay attention. Otherwise, a little inattention, you can be toasted by the current. So in spiritual life also, in the scriptures we see, and Prabhupada says also, in real life, this is not just some philosophical concept. We see that someone is absorbed in Krishna consciousness and is making advancement. And then all of a sudden, they don't care anything about Krishna consciousness. We wonder, what happened? In the Shastra, we get some examples of persons that themselves got swayed by material energy. Very, very vivid example is Bharat Maharaj. He's the emperor of the entire planet. He has all opulences, all resources, and he's also got spiritual life in that he was able to give all that up because he understood that what profited a man to gain the whole world and lose his immortal soul. So he left to the forest to perfect his spiritual life, to focus. Because this is the injunction of the scripture. The human life actually is meant for spiritual development. He went there, and then while he was performing his sadhana, one day he saw one deer trying to cross, running after hearing the roaring of the lion. And she had a miscarriage and the baby deer was floating down the river. And the saintly person, he became compassionate. Compassion is also a very good quality. spiritual life, we recognize compassion and glorify it. But we find how sometimes compassion is also misplaced. We see in the situation of Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, actually two successive verses, Prabhupada first congratulates Arjuna and says, Arjuna's compassion is a natural product of the soft heart of a devotee. And then in the next verse, Prabhupada chastises Arjuna, he's in Maya. This compassion is because of his absorption in material energy, misplaced. So Bharat here, from the material perspective, oh, so nice, shame, poor dear, so cute, mother passed away, help. He took it in, he cared for it, he naturally developed attachment because of the attentive service he was rendering, and then he started to slacken his spiritual practices. Then it became like rituals. Then it was lip service, his mantras, just because his mind was focused on the deer, thinking. If the deer, little deer was not there, he was thinking, the jungle is so dangerous, so many animals, what if it gets eaten? And in this way, he was deviating from spiritual life. And the razor was getting closer to cutting. That one day the deer didn't come back, and he was condemning himself. Alas, what type of a person am I? This deer was depending on me. Like in this world, some people are quitting their body in this consciousness, thinking, oh, my family members, my children, how will they go on without me? They need me so much, they depend on me. But actually, we know that any one of us here can leave the body, and people will go on because there's still some oxygen, there's still some food. Life goes on. But in this way, he was condemning himself, I am not taking care of this deer properly. And now, if it dies, it's on me. So he decided to go search out for the deer. And in the dead of night, he actually fell down and he lost his life. And what was in his consciousness, the deer. So he said, whatever one is thinking of at the time of death, that's what you attain. And it's Krishna is saying, without doubt, samsara, without doubt. So in this way, he was at the level of bhava. This is before prema. How exalted a person. And so we are seeing how even someone at that level, being a bit inattentive, can cause some problems. We see also sixth canto, Chittaketu Maharaj. He is traveling around and he comes upon an assembly where Lord Shiva is sitting with his associates and Lord Shiva sitting with his wife on his lap. And he's thinking, wow, this Shiva is so glorious. I mean, come on. He's such a renounced person. He's sitting with so many renounced personalities, yet he has his wife on his lap. And so in this way, with fascination at Shiva's position, he laughs. And Lord Shiva saw that he could understand where it came from. He didn't take offense. The sages around him also didn't. But Parvati, she took offense. Just see how this Chittaketu has become so puffed up that he has thinks he has a right to judge the character of Shiva. And like this, she cursed him. So again, a bit of inattention in observing the etiquette. Chittaketu shouldn't have laughed or showed some sort of opinion about the behavior of an exalted soul. And by such behavior, then he was cursed to take birth as Vritasura. We also see in the situation of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kala Krishna Das. He's traveling with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Goranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai!
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai!
Most magnificent, most magnanimous. Goranga Mahaprabhu. They are savior of the most fallen, our savior. This is our God, Lord Chaitanya. He came for us. He's traveling with that Goranga Mahaprabhu. And they came upon some society of gypsies. Do they call the Bataharis? And Kala Krishna Das, he, being curious, this is the nature of the material world. Maya is such that it has many attractions. You know, some of these big cities, when you go at night, there are so many lights arranged in many ways just to capture you. It's full of so many distractions. So he thought, hey, some people, they had some sort of opulence, you know, gypsies. They don't live in a straight line. They create their own way. And they had many ladies around. So he went and took the association. And in that association, his mind was deviated. Actually, I'm traveling with the personality of God. My life is perfected. But then he fell into the trap. So again, you know, when we are not careful on the part of devotional service, when we lose attention, then anyone and anybody can fall down from their position of Krishna consciousness. But the beauty here, we see that not only are we just seeing cases of razor's edge and blood, but we're seeing that the mercy of the Lord is always there behind the devotees. This is our saving grace. Lord Chaitanya came for Kala Krishna Das, grabbed him by the sticker. You rascal, we're supposed to be traveling together. What's this nonsense? Now you're getting sidetracked. And he rescued him. He got back to Navadvip, told him, thank you for your seva. Bye-bye. In this way, he got rescued by the Lord. Chitraketu also, he's being cursed, was actually a blessing. Said that Lord Vishnu wanted him back in the spiritual world. So to fast track his return, then he acted the way he did. He got cursed, became Vritrasuram, he got killed, and he left his body, went back to the spiritual world. And Bharat Maharaj, because of his previous practice, Krishna has explained in Gita, Suchinam Shimatam Gehe. Your consciousness that is developed in this life carries on into the next life, so there's no loss. So there's no need to be fearful for the devotees that whatever they've practiced, they will keep. So he took his birth, yes, as a deer, but he remembered who he was and how he had developed in his previous life. Therefore, he took shelter of the ashram of sages and continued his spiritual life. So here we are getting from the purport that we need to be very careful in our practice of Krishna consciousness. We need to be attentive not to offend devotees. We also need to be attentive not to increase this false ego. Like in Krishna consciousness, we hear of Dr. Frog. Who knows Dr. Frog? And show him as 1, 2, please. So Dr. Frog is in his well. And everything is okay in his well. And somebody comes and tells him of something amazing, fact, that there's something like the ocean, a huge body of water. And he thinks, I mean, okay, body of water here is huge. How huge can it be? How big can it be? So relative to his situation, he tried to understand how big this big, that big. And he was expanding his body until pop. And he lost his life. So this puffing up of the frog, we also in devotee lingo, we talk about if someone is too much in this bodily concept, in his false ego, he says he's puffed up. He becomes puffed up. Or he gets puffed up like Puri. So if you get puffed up like a puri, and then this is not good. False ego, if it increases, then the ground becomes better for
inattention,
carelessness, offensive behavior. So how do we protect our Krishna consciousness? The association of devotees, serious devotees, Dridavrata devotees. If we associate with those persons who are Akeha Kurunandan, who have fixed their attention, not those whose intelligence is many branched, then in that association we hear properly the spiritual subject matter, which by nature purifies the consciousness. And also our practices are monitored by the strength of superior Vaishnavas. Before we accept initiation, the spiritual master is meant to train the disciple, disciple discipline. So we get disciplined how to deal with the mind and the senses, and how to stay focused and attentive in spiritual. This way we become sheltered from the waves of material energy. Material energy is working like waves. A devotee tells a story how they'd gone for a yatra in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath Puri is famous for like amazing long beaches, and the waves there are very high, and it's nice to swim there. Anyone visited Jagannath Puri? Took a dip in the ocean, yes. So, Radhanath Maharaj had taken some devotees on a yatra there. And then, at some point, Radhanath Maharaj is seen not to be coming out of the ocean. So the devotees are wondering, oh, why Maharaj is taking so long to come out? Anyway, you know, given his chance, maybe he's offering deep prayers and is in meditation. Still, Maharaj is not coming out. The servants decided, well, let's go and check Maharaj. I think it's time that we leave now. So Maharaj, when he swam up to him, he told him, hey, now I'm finding myself in a difficulty. I came into this ocean, the body of Vaishnava Sannyasi. Now I'm going to come out in Nagababa. The ocean has stolen my gamsha. So, in this way, the waves of material energy are like that. There's a lot of marketing going on, you know. Even this devotee, he was being told, Prabhu, please, you don't go so deep. There's no, like, lifeguards. You know, some places there's lifeguards. They demarcate the place. You know, from here to there, this is the pleasure zone. And if you go that way, that's not good. Anyway, he kept on going deep, deep. The devotees, hey, Prabhu, please, you must come back. No, he's an expert, he's swimming and everything. And then later, you know, they saw the devotee seems to be very ecstatic. He was busy raising his hand. So they thought he was doing Hari Bol. But then, somehow or the other, the wave was kind to him, pushed him towards the shore, and he was exhausted. The devotee said, what happened then? We saw you in so much ecstasy. He said, no, Prabhu, almost lost my life. So, but why, Prabhu? We were telling you it's dangerous, don't do it. The devotee is like, no, I always do this, you know, nothing has ever happened before. So, like this, also Maya is like that, you know, Maya gets like a brand loyalty. It allows you to do the thing, so you get a high taste and you think you can always get away with it. And just when you become familiar with her and whatever activities that are a little dangerous, then like a razor's edge cuts. So material energy is Krishna's energy. Daiviyesha Namahayu, Amamaya Durate, Amamaya Durate, Maya Mitam Tarantit. Being Krishna's energy is divine and is powerful. And us being very tiny, we can be easily overcome by this material energy. And therefore, on the path of spiritual life, we understand that although we are pure consciousness, But when we misuse our independence and try to dilly-dally with material nature, then we forget our pure identity. Then we develop this covering of false identification. And from that false identification, then the mind develops. And then from the mind, the senses develop. And we'll be here further on in what modes the mind comes from, the senses come from, the organs of perception or action, like that Lord Kapila is describing. But the basic principle of our illusion is this accepting the material body and activities aimed at pleasing the material body as what will make us happy or who we are. So there's a discussion on false ego. And just to, in closing, is to recognize the fact that actual life only begins when one accepts the path of spiritual development. So many people are seen to be living, but according to Shastra, they are part of the living dead. Because even someone who's fast asleep, snoring in dreamland, is also alive. But what is the value? Like sometimes you see any one of the devotees, once sleep takes them over. Even if they're very respectable, decent people, you know, if you look at them, you know, you just like they're completely in some useless, vulnerable state. Sometimes, like, truly, they're just looking pathetic, actually. So, actually, that's how pathetic material existence is. That if we don't know who we are and we're covered by this false identification, we're just like that drooling, snoring, dreaming individual. You can slap them, you can cut their throats, you can kick them. Whatever they think they know is useless to them, because they've been bitten by this ignorance of sleep. So also the jiva in this material nature, bitten by this snake of bodily identification, looks like it's living, but it's just flapping around dead body. And so it is said only a living person has life and he can preach. So this is the life of Krishna consciousness, is that we hear this information, we think about it, we process it, we apply it, and then we develop the right compassion to ourselves, use it, and then try to share it with others. Then we are living. Then we are actually in our correct identity as the servant of the Lord, participating in fulfilling His desire, His mission to spread Krishna consciousness. Gandharashi and Bhagavatam, Shiva Bhagavatam. Thank you. I'm sure that everyone is ready for prasadam. If there's anyone with a comment or question, please speak now or forever.
You mentioned that
Neo Kupi
is Krishna's consciousness. We are supposed to please Krishna's senses, not our senses.
Yes, that's true. You're mentioning.
That's what
yes.
You're saying. So, how to please Krishna's senses, other than chanting, what other ways we can please Krishna's senses?
Yeah, first we have to know what pleases Krishna's senses. Yeah, so that we find out from the devotees of Krishna, from the scripture. And the indication how to please Krishna is if we are able to please His representatives. So there's a process of direct Krishna consciousness hearing, like you've been hearing the discussion. If you remember what you heard, you apply it, as in you chant and yourself hear and you preach. There's deity worship, there's taking Krishna prasada. Basically, the spiritual master trains the disciple how to use all his regular senses and modes of activity, but puts Krishna at the center. Not for my pleasure, but for Krishna's pleasure. So that will take purification to really put Krishna in the center more and more. Yeah, but there is practically all our activities can be Krishnized. Yeah, but primarily we hear him chanting Shravana Kirtanam, and then we become properly situated in the association of devotees and they engage us, and we can try to please Krishna. But otherwise, Krishna is said to be served by millions and billions of Lakshmis in Vrindavan. And he is self-satisfied. So actually our devotional service, what is it like, mustard seed worth. So to please Krishna is such a high thing. Therefore, you know, we beg Radharani's mercy. Her devotion is like Mount Meru. So Meru and the mustard seed, maybe Krishna will recognize. But the devotee of Krishna, if he is pleased, spiritual master is pleased, Vaishnava is pleased, that's an indication Krishna is pleased.
Yeah. Because you mentioned Nimatsara, we have very no envy to anybody, no killing, no animals, compassion to animals and everything. That's also important, isn't it?
Yes.